Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Why is it so frowned upon to wear socks with sandals? Like, why is that such a big no-no? I've always wondered that because, not gonna lie, I wear socks with sandals all the time. All the time. And it's not because I think it's comfortable and I don't do it because it's convenience. No, I do it because my feet are disgusting. I have gross feet. You know those naked mole rats or those hairless cats? You know those things? That's what my feet look like. They're just blech. Like, you can't even use a word to describe my feet. You just use the old blech. It's just gross. Just everything about them is just not a good time. So I wear socks with my sandals because I don't want to make people stare at my feet all afternoon. Like, when you're at the lake or on the deck, you're wearing sandals, you're looking at feet, and it's just like, oh, what happened? Was he in an accident as a child or something? Like, what is wrong with his feet? Ew, I don't want to put people through that. So I wear socks with my sandals, and I get roasted for it every time. Right now, I'm wearing Sanooks with socks. Posted it on Cruise FM's Facebook page, and people are just lighting into me like, what's wrong with you? Do you have no fashion sense? What is going on? Like, as Jerry Seinfeld would say, what's the big deal with socks and sandals? It's actually kind of comfy. You don't have to worry about the top of your feet being sunburnt. If you wear socks with sandals, let me know. Let's start a club or a support group or something. Whenever you see someone wearing socks with sandals, someone's always like, oh, how could you? I said it wasn't that big of a deal, and judging by the reaction that we got, you would have thought I punched a kitty in the face or something like that, because people are upset. On the text, Nate was like, man, you can't do that. You can't do that. With mandals, and those are the sandals without the little things in between the toes, with those apparently it's kind of okay, but he says with thongs, wearing socks, huge no-no. He then suggested that a solution to that problem would be toe socks. Because when you wear flip-flops or thongs or whatever you want to call them, and you wear them with socks, that's the thing. The sock gets tucked in there. You get a little sock wedgie in between your toes. Nate is like, oh, toe socks would solve that problem. Toe socks solve no problems. I bought a pair of toe socks one time. Worst $3 I've ever spent in my entire life. Toe socks? Never get them. There's no joke here. Don't do it. Some other people on the Facebook page were like, well, if you like wearing socks with sandals so much, why don't you just wear shoes? If you're gonna wear socks, just wear shoes. Shoes? You mean foot prisons? No thanks. Today's Hinterland Who's Who takes a closer look at the male shirtless jogger. It's summer, which means the shirtless jogger has shed its winter coat for its natural, sweaty skin. Now, there are two different species of shirtless jogger. The first and most common is the in-shape jogger. He spends numerous hours lifting heavy objects, putting them down, and then lifting them back up again. He uses his physique to intimidate and scare away other males, as well as to attract potential mating partners. The in-shape jogger also plays the music in his earbuds about twice as loud as he should, so that others around him know that he listens to super cool techno music. The second and less common species is the out-of-shape shirtless jogger. Now, these joggers are rarely seen in the wild, as they usually only jog for about 6 minutes before giving up. They prefer to stay close to their nest, where they can simply mow the lawn in their natural shirtless state.
For a more complete story, why not contact the Canadian Wildlife Service in Ottawa?
So the concert industry, they're doing this sneaky little trick to make more money. It's not a trick, they're letting you know you can do this, but you can pay an extra charge or premium or surcharge, whatever you want to call it, to get an aisle seat. Apparently, concert companies, like the companies that put on concerts, Live Nation, those kind of companies, they are making a lot of money off of this. They're saying, hey, if you want to sit in an aisle seat, pay us an extra $25, we can make that happen. And a lot of people are like, okay, concerts are already way too expensive. Now they're going to be even more expensive? No, this is totally optional. If you still want to pay the normal price, you can. You'll sit in the middle of the row, you'll be fine. But if you want to pay an extra $20, you can sit in an aisle seat. And an aisle seat is way better than sitting in the middle row, especially if you're a part of Team Dad Bod like me. Like, I'm 6'3", well, not 6'3", maybe 6'2 and a half, 230 pounds. I got a huge goalie butt, which means when I do that awkward, just gonna sneak by you here, When I do that when I'm in the middle of the row at a hockey game or concerts, my goalie butt is like knocking people's beers out of their hands. It's knocking over popcorn. It's just embarrassing, really. And then you gotta do the whole thing again when you come back from the bathroom or wherever you're going. It's not fun. People have to do the whole stand up for you, or they move their knees inside. It's just, it's an awkward 5 minutes. You can avoid that all by paying $20. You get an aisle seat, you're good to go. Dave just sent me a tweet. By the way, you can follow me if you want, at Radio Clayton on Twitter. Dave said, I'm 6'7", and I prefer the aisle seat so I can put one leg in the aisle. So when the guy in front of me puts his arm around his girl, he isn't resting his arm on my knees. Come on, man. Be a good wingman here. My arm's getting really tired, but I think she's liking it. The big news for today in the province, you can now transport alcohol from different provinces into Saskatchewan. Before, that was illegal. Before, if you went to Alberta, you could not buy like 30 cases of beer and bring them to your house here in Saskatchewan. That was a big no-no. But now it's totally okay. Effective immediately, you can do that now. I'm pretty sure everyone already did that before, so this law is not really going to change anything, but whatever. Do you remember how many times you did a stop, drop, and roll exercise back in elementary school? It happened quite a lot, hey? For a good reason. It's a good lesson. If you're ever on fire, stop, drop, and roll. It's something we should all know. But in elementary school, we would do one of those exercises like once a month, sometimes twice. I thought starting on fire and having to stop, drop, and roll was going to be a way bigger issue when I was a kid, because we would always do these exercises. It was like, okay, kids, we're going to do another stop, drop, and roll exercise. Are you ready? And I was like, yes, I always have to be prepared because you never know when you're going to start on fire. And it's like, okay, I understand it's important, but it's kind of like quicksand. Remember back in all the movies in the 70s and the 80s, bad guys would always fall in quicksand and you were like, oh man, I hope that never happens to me. Have you ever even seen quicksand in your life? Like, you thought it was going to be a huge issue. Never really comes up, does it? If you are going golfing, here's some advice for you. Trust your gut. So many times when people golf, they will ask their buddies what they're hitting. Like on a par 3 or a short par 4, they'll be like, hey man, what are you hitting? And they'll be like, oh, I got a 9-iron. Meanwhile, you're holding a 4-iron and you're like, oh man, he's hitting a 9-iron and I'm hitting a 4. I got this way wrong. Oh no, and I can't be hitting a 4-iron when my buddy's hitting a 9-iron. He's going to think I'm some kind of wimp. So you go to your bag and you get your 9-iron and you're like, okay, no, we're both shooting the same club. He shoots, hits it right on the green. You shoot like 110 yards off, like just way short. You're like, oh man, I should have stuck with the 4. It happens every time, hey? You kind of get in your own head. You're like, well, Greg is shooting his 9-iron. I don't know. Should I do the same? And then you do the same, and you regret it. And then you throw your club in the woods, and then you get kicked off the golf course, and you can never golf with your buddies again. And then you're super, super lonely, and your buddies won't text you. All because you didn't stick with your gut.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.